just draining, sapping. But like so many difficult things, it's just about putting your head down and keeping focus. Reach that dune, reassess, and aim for the next one. Just breaking it down to small bite-sized chunks. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter how good or smart or clever you are, without water you're dead.
A vital part of survival is always trying to remain alert to what's around you.
Yeah, that's unusual. See that mound of earth? There's a well. Okay, let me take the camera. Okay, I've got it. Actually, you can't even see the bottom there. Let's count this down. One, two seconds. Yeah, it's a good 50 foot down there, but it's also dry. Yeah, this could be long abandoned, this well. But look, there's trees over there. And these wells are dug down to the water table. You know, almost guarantee if I get down there, dig into the sand, there's going to be water somewhere. Let's just try to work out how the hell to get down this thing without a rope.
Acacia trees surviving off the deep underground water could provide the materials I need.
Need a couple of long, straight branches. Actually, look, this one will be nice. As long as these poles are longer than the actual width of the well, I can then use them to get down. Well, should be able to, because it's something I've never tried before. Just dry off all the sap, and we're good to go with this. Okay.